Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody out there. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. We have an exciting show going on this evening. We have Miss Dorsey Dujon of Make Music LA coming on with us. We're going to be short this evening because, you know, it is midterm time. Students are studying out there. There's a few students out there on spring break, but there's a lot of students waiting to go on. And you know what we believe in here at Waking Up with Linda McShann is become aware, think, take action. Step into your greatness, stay there, and don't forget to take others with you. You know, I have to start off with appreciating everybody that's first on my list, and especially the person who woke me up. Now I'm waking you up, and together we are waking up the world. And, of course, my LP 112 legacy leaders that I had the pleasure of being with yesterday, we had a ball. They're the greatest leaders in the country. And my faith based organization that keeps me focused on my mission and connected with my humanistic vow. We're going to have an exciting show for you. We're going to go short. And as I state to the children out there, when you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there is a wall here, a wide open impasse must be on the other side. Rather than becoming discouraged, know that encountering a wall is proof of progress that you have made it thus far. And don't be afraid of the dark. We are still held up by the stars. The light will carry us all over because we are happy, bright, and light. Let's get rolling. Director of Make Music Los Angeles, which is a great thing that's happening here. Dorsey Dujon has been moving with Make Music Los Angeles for over 4 years. I am excited and proud and very honored to be one of her board members. This is a phenomenal lady. She does many, many, many things, but the most important thing that she does is bring happiness to the community and especially for all of our youth. Ms. Dorsey believes in music, music, music. Music is good for the soul. I think we have Ms. Dujon on the line. Dorsey Dujon, Make Music LA, are you here?
I am here, and good evening, Linda. It's good to be with you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I know you're busy. Things are happening. You know, June 21st is that big, big, big day, but we start working ahead of time. So thank you so much, Dorsey. The listeners are sending in questions, you know, regarding Make Music LA. I've received a lot of emails since I posted out last week of, you know, the website, what goes on, how can one participate, how did it all get started. I'm just going to let you take off and let them know just what they can do to have fun with us this year on June 21st.
Sure. I'd be happy to speak to everyone about that. Since this is It is really the love of my life, Make Music, and I'm just so happy that God has blessed me with the opportunity to bring this event to Los Angeles and to opening the doors, and so many people who have been participants as artists and those who have a love for the arts, as we all do, and who want to share music with everyone. It is really such a blessing to be able to serve the community in which we all live in this way. Make Music got started in France over 30 years ago as the Fête de la Musique, and it has so grown into this wonderful, wonderful event that there are over 800 cities and 110 countries that participate in Make Music. And here in the U.S., we have this wonderful growing movement of about 22 cities now who are a part of the Alliance of Make Music Day organizers. And all of us have that same passion and love for music and bring it to our communities. New York, for example, has been celebrating longer than all of us. They've been doing it now. They're going on their 10th year. And they have over 1,300 concerts outdoors for the public in all five boroughs of Manhattan on June 21st. And that was where I first saw what was going on in New York, was actually in an article that was in the New York Times. And it had a photograph of boats on Central Park Lake. And in the boats were musicians with horns. And also in boats was part of the audience. So I wanted to find out more about this special day. And when I did, and I went online and I saw all these amazing photographs of musicians out in the streets, in parks, on plazas, and of course all the children that were playing instruments and celebrating this day. And to think all of these concerts are free, and they're for everyone. Registering is free, being able to participate. You know, we asked musicians and the artists to give of their time that day to give back to the community and to also encourage more people to pick up instruments. It's not just for the kids to pick up the instruments. I mean, if for me, you're not going to believe this, I actually picked up some music books on teaching me how to play the piano. And I was looking at my computer and I was thinking, I know there's something on here that can help me so that I can even start to learn to play. And I do. I have this program called GarageBand. And I can pull up a keyboard. And when I hit I can actually play a keyboard here without having to have a real one. And so I was thrilled with that. So even I'm going to get in on the action of playing a little music. I'm not going to go out and play it in the public, but I will enjoy teaching myself how to play. But to get back to that special day, our registration is open now. It just opened up, and so very slowly artists are trickling on and signing on, and the venues are going to be signing on. And how it actually works is you come to our website, which is makemusicla.org, and you register. And it's really simple. The directions are up there. It gives you step-by-step on what to do. It's very easy. What we ask you to do is, you know, you fill in your name, what you play, or if you're a part of a band, then you can put up your Facebook address, your, you know, email and contact, the type of music that you perform. And at the same time, there are venues that are coming on. And in about a month or so, you'll be able to start the matchmaking process. And what that means is you'll be able to contact a venue where you think you'd like to play, let them know you'd like to play there, and then you guys communicate with one another in terms of the time, you know, the location and how long you'll play, if you have to have electricity to play and all of the above. It's very easy, and it's something that we are so happy that people sign on and go out and play that day. And the feeling that comes from participating as an artist and as well being a part of an audience. You know, it's so expensive these days to go to a live concert and to take your whole family. I mean, even to go to the movie theater, it's very costly. And so to start the summer off, and it's actually on the summer solstice, to start it off by being able to go out and hear some wonderful music, I think it's a great start to the summer. And to attend more outdoor concerts during the summer, because that's, you know, that's what we're really looking at doing, is encouraging people to play and to go and hear music. And throughout the summer, there are wonderful free concerts all over the city and the county. So we are really encouraging collaboration of the artists and of venues. And a venue can be a pocket park, it can be a plaza, a street corner, a sidewalk, and for shops, if they would like to have, and galleries, have entertainment inside, outside. You know, it's just being able to share. And there's so much that comes from the gift of music. It truly is for the soul, as Linda mentioned earlier. It is healing. And, you know, you hear about the stories of some of the elderly that have lost the ability to remember, that either through dementia or Alzheimer's. But when they hear music, they are now giving iPods to a great many nursing facilities and care homes, because they find that for the most part these individuals are sort of left, you know, motionless, or they don't speak. But when they put on those earplugs, and the music that they love comes on, they immediately come to life. Their eyes are brighter, they smile, and they talk about the old days. And the minute the music is gone, they revert right back. So there's something so powerful about the music and how it reaches through to our souls and pulls out that joy and those memories. That's such an amazing, amazing thing. But, you know, when you think about what it does in that regard, the importance of music to our children and to being able to function in school, to function out of school, to be able to collaborate with their peers. You know, we have so many problems today with our young people not graduating from high school and being able to get into a two-year college. And therefore, the frustration and the anger at not really knowing where to direct their energies. When you start children off with the arts and sports, along with their regular curriculum at school, that's what a normal day should look like. It should have exercise. It should have music. And it should have reading, writing, and arithmetic. All of that. Because that's what creates a balanced and a whole person. You know, parents have a tendency to think that the arts are frivolous, and it's really for someone else and not for them. And they really have to drum it into their kids' heads that what they need to do is get a job. Well, how about this? How about being able to have choices? How about being passionate about what you do? But the only way that kids, or adults for that matter, can have an opportunity to do that is if they have had a foundation of learning that has given them the ability to use and develop their cognitive skills. And this is what happens. You know, parents want their kids to get a job. Well, how about getting a job that they love, getting one that they're passionate about and will be successful at and will be happy? There's so many people that sit on the freeway on their way to and from work who are angry because they've spent a whole day doing something that they didn't like. When, if maybe in the early stages of their life, they were set free, I will have to say, really set free by being able to experience music, by being able to paint, by having exposure to all kinds of music, everything from classical, hip-hop, jazz, rock and roll. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but if you hear it and you, or you play it and you're exposed to it, a lot of things can change. It absolutely is transformative. And that's what we want to give our kids. The idea of waiting for someone else to decide to help your children, we really have to take that back, and we have to be the change agents. We have to be able to give our children this gift of music, because we need their future, their children's futures, to have meaning and to have purpose. I mean, we all are looking for and wanting to know what our path is in life, and how do we get that? Well, any one of us, once we understand what it is that we want to do, all we do then is just, you know, figure out, well, what do I need in order to get here to do that? And then you just do it. But if getting to understanding what it is that you want to do, to finding your path, is blocked because you haven't had an opportunity to experience different things and to learn about things. And how kids are able to learn is by being able to think. And that's one of the problems that we have today, that children find thinking difficult. And when they haven't had the exposure and the caring and the love, truly, that the arts can provide, they end up thinking with knives, guns, and their fists and angry words. Angry words are pretty powerful, too. So we want to create warm, loving, creative environments so that our children can have the opportunities, and so that their families can experience these same opportunities. It is never too late to work on your life and to invest in your life. And when I use the word investment, it is that investing in you, you are the prize. You are truly the prize. And you are, as an individual, better off for having an opportunity to experience many different things, not just what someone says, well, because you live in this neighborhood or you go to this school, you're not deserving of the attention or of giving you this start. We can't have anybody design that and set that up for us. And that, unfortunately, is what has happened in this country, all across the country. It's kind of like, I hate to use this term, but it's, you know, the dumbing down of our kids. We can't have that. We have been the most powerful nation in the world. And the only way that we remain that way, or to get back to where we were, is by educating our children. And we have to take that back, and we have to take it to the streets. And it comes in the form of the arts. That's really what it is. If you go into affluent areas in any part of the country, you'll find schools that are well-equipped with sports and arts education and music education. I guarantee you, every single one of them. And parents pay a lot of money to have their children exposed to the arts. And there's a reason for that, because the training that children in affluent areas get is to become a business owner, is to become the chief of surgery. It's to become the very best that they can be. And, you know, it's not about the money, because we can expose our children to all of the necessary things and give them the best that we can give them. But it will only come if we work together to do that. And if we share and work within our communities. And when I say that, I mean that the schools and the libraries and the parents and the teachers and the children take an active part in the decision-making of what they learn and how they learn. And, you know, there's nothing more beautiful than looking at a group of, you know, young children playing musical instruments or dancing, you know, and or singing together in a choir. And you see the joy on their faces and how they collaborate together when they're dancing or they're playing their music. That same work ethic carries them through the rest of their life. And when your children are able to work well together, collaborate together, share, and, you know, talk to each other and communicate, that's what makes for those learning experiences that will help take them into getting into the schools that they would like to get into and studying what they're passionate about, so that they can lead happy, productive lives. You know, we really are entitled to that, to the opportunity to live our very best life. I know I've been talking a lot, but I think that having that the experience and having the good fortune of having parents and a family that was very involved in the arts, it was a blessing to me. And I know how when I've been, well, you can be lonely, you can be down, you can be depressed. Music and the arts make a difference, because when you hear music, you know, music can do everything for us in terms of brightening our mood. You know, it can be melancholy, can be just, you know, upright, so get your feet going, tapping your dancing in your seat. Now, music is it surrounds all of our, you know, all the things that happen to us. We get married. There's wonderful music, you know, the wedding song, and just, you know, going to a concert and having company over. You know, may have music playing, our CDs playing all of our favorite songs. That brings such joy to our lives. And June 21st is coming up, and we want everybody who can pick up an instrument, who can sing a song, and who would love to share it with the community. Sign on. You can perform in Santa Monica. You can perform downtown. You can perform in West Hollywood. And Beverly Hills is coming on this year for the first time. So there are some wonderful and exciting projects that we're developing. I don't want to say too much about them right now because everything's not signed, sealed, and delivered. So we're still a little early in that process. But it's just a wonderful time for everyone in the city and the county of Los Angeles to share something fantastic with their communities. And, you know, this also calls for food. And going to different neighborhoods and, you know, having a bite to eat and hearing some music. I mean, you know, if you get on the Gold Line and go over to Mariachi Plaza, you know, there will probably be some wonderful music, and there's great food over there. Have some fantastic food, you know, and get back on the train and go someplace else, you know, go into Hollywood. you know, go to Silver Lake. There are just so many places and wonderful opportunities for you to meet new people, share this wonderful experience, and to, you know, be a part of this wonderful day of celebration, the summer solstice.
Well, you know, I've been affiliated with Make Music since its inception. It's going on the fourth year. It has been an honor and a pleasure. And I'm just listening. It's always so relaxing to actually speak with you, be around you. You know, it's you that have me a very political, you know, doing a lot of things because we take Make Music everywhere. I think it was 2 years ago we were down on the lawn of City Hall, which is the first time ever. And it was such a good feeling to be able to have all of the employees come down. There was tables set up and enjoy and relax and have their lunch. They were looking out of the windows from their offices, and we were like, I was like so ecstatic because every sign that I read, it was like no music, no this, no that, and we were out there doing all of that. And that is because everyone realizes that music is food for life. And as you say, working and collaborating, sharing, communicating, bringing a learning experience to the children, I can speak because I, too, am a musician, and I started basically maybe at the age of 13, but I'm a percussionist. And doing those years of performing and going through band competitions and taking all city, it gave me something to look forward to. My mind was there, music and performance. And, you know, we're about music, dance, and poetry. Well, that comes out in every area. It's still a form of the arts. As you mentioned, painting. If you just take a canvas and put one texture of paint or one color, one hue, it brings something out in you. And for Make Music LA to do this, we go around through the cities, you see the families, and it gives me, you know, I love seeing the babies play on the bongos at the age of 2 and 3, and they can't even, the bongos are bigger than they are. But it just brings about a happy feeling to see people just sitting down, relaxing, sharing, as you say, you know, meeting new persons, and to have this early in a child's life, to have this type of exposure. Music is food for life. I put it down, I pick it up, I put it down, I pick it up. I just might perform this year myself. But, you know, dealing with Make Music LA makes connections into other things, and traveling with Dorsey Dijon, Make Music LA, I have been able to meet and connect with so many people. I have this wonderful play that I am going to be doing, and I am just waiting to hear the music score because I know it's going to be phenomenal. Because it is being produced and it's written by Trace Dubai, which is your son, and he is a phenomenal playwright. So I am just like studying these lines and just waiting because I know that everything is going to fit right in to where it has to fit in. And you saying the children, when you say the children are being dumbed down, that is a true statement. Not only are the children being dumbed down, students are being dumbed down. So when you have music in your life and you understand rhythm, you understand beat, that goes across the board because when, as you say, when you're down, when you're depressed, and when you run into that brick wall, a musician can do something very quickly to bring themselves out of it because they know to move on a beat. All they need to do is get a rhythm. It can be a rhythm of anything that will pull them through. See, life is done on beats and rhythm. My band director, when I was in junior high, he said, you know, I'm going to put you on this bass drum. He said, you are the heart of this band, and if you don't beat, we die. So to be able to carry the beats, to be able to, and the drum is the beat. The drum is the communication. The drum is the storyteller. So from that experience, as you say, as at a young age, I'm able to, like, still carry the beat, show the rhythm, teach, and do the communication. It's done in a different form, but it is still all stemming from the art. And I want to share with you, we attended the State of the Arts Vision for all LAUSD students, and this was hosted and sponsored by Arts for LA, which is a phenomenal organization. And at that event, there was a gentleman there who is the executive director of arts and education here, Mr. Roy Pullins, which did a lot of great things through the music. He was the president of the Duke Ellington School of Arts in Washington, D.C. And the things that he shared, the excitement, the clearance that he brought about, the importance of what he is doing and will continue to do for all of the students, all of the children, as far as going and dealing in the arts, is phenomenal. He is the most exciting individual that carries that happiness. It's like when you're there listening, it's like music to your ears. It's music to your life. He is going to do some phenomenal things. I know some things are in the making here, and it's a lot of things that are happening district-wide. Within the arts, starting like in April 10th, I was kind of like scanning down the calendar, and I said, oh, this is great because it's preparing everybody for Make Music LA. There's going to be film festivals, choral music festival, instrumental music festivals, dance festivals, visual arts exhibitions, and theater arts. And this will end around May 21st. That's 1 month before Make Music. Can you imagine the fire and everything? Everybody's really going to be ready to go. And I'd like to tell the listeners, if you have not just got out and experienced what Make Music LA does around the city, as Dorsey stated, you can go anywhere. The Beach, Malibu, Beverly Hills is coming on board now. Take your instrument. I remember the 100 harmonicas that we had on the beach in Santa Monica for the children. I remember the drumming. I also remember the young man that was artistic, but you did not know it once he started playing those drums. He became a bright, bright light sitting amongst all of those children playing those instruments. That picture just stays in my mind daily. So Make Music LA, all the communities coming together, all the cities coming together. Listeners, if you're a musician, sign up. And the beautiful thing about it is that there's maps provided. So like you said, you can hop on the gold line and go out here. You can, because everything is mapped out for you. So if it depends on the genre of music that you want to listen to, there's going to be music everywhere. And Dorsey, you know you have brought so much happiness to this city. And people come in from other cities, and they're finding more about it. Like you say, New York, 1,300, oh, we're going to triple them. We will triple them because this is Hollywood.
It's going to take us a while, but that's the goal.
That's okay. But you must think this is Hollywood. We have the best of the best, anywhere from the stage to the keyboard, however way you want to put it. It's here, but it's such a relaxing, happy day. It's a day of collaboration of the souls, collaborations of the community, the neighborhoods. It is a wonderful thing, and I know that it's ribbon up out there. I would love to, and I will contact Mr. Pullins and have him come on and just explain his great vision, because I was sitting at the edge of my seat. The information that he shared, you know, all of the stats and everything, and what really, really, really made me think was when he mentioned and he pointed out, you know, written down that in elementary school and in, you know, regular junior high, there's music, there's bands, there's classes. And then the students leave and get to high school, and it's nothing. So all of that talent is just sitting there stagnant. Can you imagine what that does to a child? to not to be able to perform, not to be able to rehearse, not to hear any music, that just takes away every ounce of creativity that's in your soul. So
well,
as you
say,
know,
yeah, it's being able to when we were able to look at that screen and we saw how the grid looks, where in elementary school there might be something, then they jump up to middle school, there's nothing, then to college, then there's nothing. And then you look at the schools who are in more affluent communities, and you see how it goes, where they can go into elementary school, then middle school, there's more music programs, and in high school there are more programs. So they're able to continue and to excel. But when it starts and then stops, so does everything else.
Everything stops.
It changes the dynamic of a child's school day.
It
and
does,
how they
and it
get
changes,
through that day.
Yes, and not only that, it changes their lives. Because I was looking back, and when you stated, how this carries on through life, and it opens you up. It gives you exposure to everything. When I love opera, I love orchestras because I can pick out each instrument that's playing. I know what the French horn sounds like. I know what the bassoon sounds like. I love the oboe. And if nothing else, I just go to listen to orchestras just to think that I'm a seat conductor, because I say, I could get up there and I could conduct that orchestra because I know it is time for those French horns to come in. It's just something that's within your life. It's something that is much, much needed, and I will be so glad when it returns, because I know it's returning. And with Mr. Pullen's coming in with his background, his skill, and his track record, Los Angeles will be happy, happy, happy again within these classrooms, because we definitely need the arts back into the system. Why would you take away that, so that, as you stated, knives, guns, and fists can be used? Because, see, if they were using those fingers to play those trumpets and pianos and strings, they wouldn't have time to think about a knife, a gun, or a fist. It's much needed. And once
That's
it's
right.
back in, we will see. So as you stated, it takes all of us to make sure that this happens. We have to do it, because it's like in the affluent areas, it's a known thing. I mean, the children spend hours and hours with music teachers, private lessons, blah, 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 blah. It's not about the money. It's about the food that child's life needs. And that will carry them on to be a better adult and a more well-rounded adult.
There's a program in Venezuela that our conductor for the director of the L.A. Phil, Gustavo Dudamel, came through a program in Venezuela that's called El Sistema. And that program starts children off as early as 2 years old.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing about this program is that it's been going on for like around 35 years or maybe more now.
Okay.
But if children's families who are in recipients of help from the state, in other words, like we have, who receive, what is the term I'm looking for? I can't even think of it right now. But whose families are, we call it welfare. If they're receiving help from the state, each child of that family has to take music lessons. It is mandatory.
Yes.
Now, what has happened with that? There are over 200 youth orchestras in Venezuela now.
Oh.
Not only that, but they have seen how the crime has gone down.
Yes.
You see children practicing on their instruments outside, where you'd normally see kids playing ball. They've got their instruments, and they're playing, and they play together. And then the school is designed to give them not 1 hour a week of music, but they have it every day. And kids would actually rather play their instrument than to go out and play sports.
That's right.
But it has done such a wonderful thing for the country. You need to go on and online and check out El Sistema and their program. And we actually have a program here in Los Angeles that was started by the LA Phil when Gustavo Dudamel first came here. And they wanted to have that program, and it's called Youth Orchestras Los Angeles, YOLA.
Okay.
And
yes,
that's a wonderful program. But they can only service so many students. We would like to be a part of the movement that brings more of that type of programming to more areas and underserved areas of Los Angeles County so that, you know, more children have an opportunity to take music lessons. And whether it's taking lessons at a rec center in their community where there could be a music program, and I'm sure there are many programs like that going on, but not enough.
Right.
There can never be too much. And so we want to take more programs like that so that children can have an after-school program if, in fact, we can't get one in the school itself right away. I know that that's one of the things that Mr. Pullins is going to be working on, and that is making sure that all children have an opportunity to have that exposure to music,
yes,
from elementary all the way through high school. So
yes,
that is a program. But that's one of the things that where we working together collaboratively, we can help to get parents to understand that having music will help them with their schoolwork. It will help them with their math. It will help them with everything. Everything that they do.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is math. Music. Just my opinion from my life and what I've seen, but just I can speak on a personal basis. When you're performing, when you're a performer, it teaches you responsibility. It teaches you unity. It teaches you teammanship because everyone relies on everyone. Each instrument relies on another instrument. Each section relies. That's why they have first, second, third chairs. I mean, that's there. The people look at it as, you know, the violin, but that also gives a young adult or a person a goal to strive for, because if I'm third chair, I want to go first. So I'm going to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue. So it's like pushing you out there. It's babies, infants, enjoy music. If you want to get some small children, I mean under the age of, I would say, two, to nap, and you know that's very hard to do because they don't want to nap, put on Beethoven. Okay? And you will knock them out every time. Yes. It's like, yes. They said, why do you play Beethoven for those babies? Huh, watch this. And since I'm not a doctor, but I think because of the instrumentation that's going on, they're so busy trying to keep up with what they're hearing that it just relaxes them down. Play Beethoven for your young children and watch them go to sleep. It is the most phenomenal thing that I have, and at night I tell parents to put on a little bit of jazz, okay? Just a little bit, and that's for the more middle age. I would say anywhere from 3 to maybe 6 years old. I mean, hip-hop is good, and I love all music. It's all good, but they can listen to that during the day if that's what they choose to do and you allow it, but put that jazz on in the evening and make sure that you're sitting straight up because you do not want to fall asleep before them. Music soothes the soul. Music is the soul. Music is life. It's food for life. Everything that we do is on a rhythm. We breathe, we eat, we walk. Everything is on a rhythm. Where do you think that came from? And for persons not to push the fact of the importance of music in any form, any way, at any time, is really robbing an individual of their lives. Music is it. You know, everybody in the world loves a musician. You don't even have to know the language. Just be a musician and travel all over the world. The musician is the most well-loved individual out there. Everyone loves music. Why is that? So I am not understanding, why would you want to strip children and deny children their food for life? What are you trying to do here? And back to what you say, you're trying to dumb them down. You know, technology is great. We all love it. But, you know, let that brain move. That brain needs to hear rhythm. That the heart beats on a rhythm. Everything is a rhythm. So why would you take that away and deprive these children of having that? So our work is cut out for us. And I like the idea of, like, you know, in concerts or maybe a small just quartet trio to start traveling around. You know, there's a lot of organizations. There's a lot of youth in this city, you know, in every area of this city. And some youth, they don't even know what a violin looks like. So I'm listening to you here, and I think, you know, even I'll go play mine. They might not sit in there and look. They might throw some stones, but I would be willing to do that because you said one important word. I mean, you said a lot of important words, but exposure. See, a child learns through exposure, period. Whether they can do it or not, they are aware of it. They learn. When I teach children, young adults, and they say, well, how do you get those kids to teach like that, count like that? I say, children learn through environment. So I don't do a regular math. We don't sit down and deal with that math. We go and we park in front of a few mansions, and we count all the windows in the mansion. And we talk about the house and the roof and the landscape. You see, they're making a connection there. I'm you know, back in school, I'm not a what you call a math person because I'm more of a critical thinker, more not like numbers. But when you stop and put it all together, I'm pretty sure I think back on my children. I sit down sometime and I say, you know, if this was a mansion with some windows on it, I bet you I'd get this program. You know, I just flash back there because that's the way I learn. And everybody does not learn the same way. But when children are playing music, they have to count, they have to read, and they have to be aware and pay attention, stay focused if they want to come in at the right time. So music is the key. The arts are the key, but music is the key because it makes it's very a multitude of things. Because of the focus, because of the counting, because of the reading, because of the listening. A musician listens, and they're better listeners than a person that does not play music because they're always listening for that one key, that one off or on key. They're listeners. And I've noticed that singers have to listen. Anyone, when you talk about artists and paint, they're more visual. But that musician has a good ear. You have a lot of musicians, you know, studio musicians, and you cannot be a studio musician unless you can read. But there's a lot of musicians who don't read. They go strictly by hear and ear. Which sort of like, you know, time to time can keep them out of different situations, but it's all about the ear. So Dorsey DeJean, Make Music LA, we're getting ready to fire this city up June 21st. I know our day starts about 3 in the morning, or if we get to sleep at all, but it is such a pleasure to have you on, I know, and to come back. And this is not the last time, because we're going to be building into this. This is March. We have till June 21st, and I'm going to put you on the spot right now, even if I have to come and tape your voice and bring you on, because I know it's getting ready to get ready, busy time. As we build up, as the website fills up, going to makemusiclosangeles.org, going in, it's up to see everything, see how everything places. I have a question regarding, and you answered it, the gentleman wanted to know how could he participate and where was the venue. So now he can go to the website and find out that the venue is wherever he wants it to be. It's given
yes,
a day
now,
of giving.
I do want to mention that right now the venues are still not all of them, they're not up, so they'll slowly be coming on, but we're in artist registration mode right now.
Okay.
So we get the artists up and the venues will start coming on. So
okay.
If people go and they can't see anything right away, not to worry, just get registered.
Okay. Go in, your genre of music, what you would like to do, even put your Facebook promotion out there. It's a fun thing, everyone. It is a fun thing. It's one of the best days that you could spend. You don't really want it to end, as a matter of fact. I always could see this as a 3-day affair. Can you imagine? We probably won't get any sleep at all, but look at how much fun we're going to have. You know,
yes.
That would give me time to roll my timbales down. And this mention of rolling, I have to say this, and you know, every time I talk to you about it, beside my little 3-year-old playing the bongos that was taller than, I have a picture of her on my phone. I look at that every day. But in the Silver Lake area, there was the plaza there when they were rolling the piano down the sidewalk. Mm. They were getting ready.
Yes.
They wanted music. It's like... It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You have done such a great thing for this city, the connection.
Well, I don't do this alone. I don't do this alone.
Yes,
you know, you're out there helping, and we've got all of these people that help make this happen. It is not just me.
And it's a whole, how can I say it, as we used to say it in the South, it's a whole heap of us coming in from every direction, every walk of life, any way you want to look at it, that is what it's made up of. It's diversity across the board with everything. And I just love it because it brings together and it's all about the happiness. So, Dorsey, again, I'm going to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing. And listeners, you're on the air with Dorsey Dujon, director, CEO, founder of Make Music Los Angeles. And she has promised to come back again. So this is not the last time. And every time you see Make Music Los Angeles, pay attention. And either MMLA is Make Music Los Angeles. It is we're in an era where people are looking and they're seeking for relaxation, happiness, and just a way to continue to go. Because there's so much going out there. But I can tell you, if you put on some Beethoven and see what happens. I have a lot of friends that look at me and say, I am not going to the opera with you. And I said, that's quite all right. I'll bring a program back. Because music is life. It is food for your life. And Make Music Los Angeles, we feed this city on June 21st with some of the best meals that you've ever tasted. And that's all I have to say about Make Music LA and Dorsey Dujon. And you will come back,
right?
Thank
you so much, Linda. Yes,
Dorsey.
I definitely will be back. I really enjoy being on the show and talking with you and being able to share with all of Los Angeles and whoever is listening, because they can listen to you from all over the world. It's been a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to seeing you soon and to being back on the show again.
Dorsey,
make music, everybody.
make music and let's be happy. And I'm going to take us out here with a little bit of Ribbon in the Sky, but it's coming from Yvette Sangato. It's a little bit different. And we love you. Thank you so much. And I will be speaking with you shortly. And again, I'm going to say June 21st. You know, and that's Father's Day. So for all
yes,
of you out there who would like to do something exciting for your fathers, relaxing, you know, maybe have a brunch and then listen to some great music, just think about it. All of these concerts are no charge. They are free. And you are going to hear some sounds that you didn't even think existed across the board with every genre that you could think of. Dorsey, we love you, and I will be speaking with you shortly. Make Music, Los Angeles.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great, great, great day. We were on the air with Dorsey Dijon, and we're going to take you out here with